3N. The pros and cons of animal testing. Listen and answer the questions.
Mark Cole's daughter, Lily, works as a lab technician for a research institute that routinely carries out tests on animals. Ever since she took the job, the subject of animal testing has been a bone of contention between them. Listen to their conversation. List the arguments that Mark uses against animal testing and Lily in favour of animal testing.
Quiet, Sam. Good boy. And this is his blanket and his food bowl. Oh, and here's a bone to keep him busy. You like to chew on that, don't you, Sam? Yes, you do. So, you'll be all right with him?
I'll be fine, Dad. It's only a weekend. I'm sure I can look after him for a couple of days.
And he won't end up in that lab of yours?
Of course not.
I don't want you and your friends cutting him up the minute my back's turned.
God, Dad, we're scientists, not psychopaths.
Honestly, I don't know how you can do it, experimenting on defenceless animals.
Oh, please, Dad, let's not go there. We've been through this.
I mean, look at him. Is Sam so different to those furry animals in your lab?
We do use dogs, actually.
What? Man's best friend? That's heartless.
If it's heartless, why do vets support animal testing? Answer? Because if vaccines weren't tested on animals, millions of animals would have died from rabies, distemper, hepatitis, tetanus, canine parvovirus and so on. One reason Sam here is in such good health is thanks to the work done in those labs you like to criticise.
Come off it, Lily. You know very well that you're not doing your research to help animals. You're focused on people. And the hard truth is that 95% of drugs fail in human trials, despite promising results in animal tests. That is a lot of suffering for very little result.
Suffering? There are laws in place to protect animals from mistreatment. Animal research is highly regulated. You have to apply for a special license to carry out experiments, and you have to comply with a long list of conditions.
That's not what it looks like in the documentaries I've seen. They were testing cosmetics on these rabbits, and the poor things, well, it was plain cruel. I found the whole thing hard to stomach.
Fair enough. I'm with you there, Dad. I'm not going to defend that kind of research. What I am saying, though, is that there are life-changing drugs on the market as a result of animal testing. For example, the polio virus used to kill and cripple children all over the world, and now it's been virtually eradicated. We wouldn't have that vaccine without animal testing.
It's one example, Lily. But what about all the other test results that don't apply to humans? Animals are different to us. I mean, you like chocolate, but you wouldn't feed it to Sam because it would poison him. And it works the other way round. Remember that drug for arthritis? Vio something?
Vioxx.
That one, yes. Well, tests showed that it had a protective effect on the hearts of mice. But when people started taking it, they got heart attacks. You see, we're designed differently. We're not 70 kilogram mice.
That's a relief.
And aspirin. Fatal to cats, but provides pain relief for us humans.
So, what's your answer? Experiment on humans?
If they're willing. I mean, you do it anyway with those experimental drug trials.
Clinical trials are normally carried out in the later stages of research, after drugs have been tested on animals.
Well, what about using human tissue in the early stages of research? In petri dishes, for example. Wouldn't studying human cell cultures produce more relevant results? Compared to what you get from animal testing, I mean.
We already do that. And we use human skin grown in test tubes. For example, if we want to see the effects of chemicals on skin. Then there are so-called organs on a chip that recreate the functions of human organs. So maybe one day you'll get your way and there'll be no more animal testing.
I bet Sam's happy to hear that. Aren't you, Sam? Oh, he's gone to sleep.
Yes, I think you're more worried about animal rights than he is.